This is Twit.
Okay, so to your question about social media, the technology in this is one of the things that caused me to just say, okay, we're losing this battle. A malware was found, which was scanning. I can't remember the site that it was scanning. Snapchat, and was looking at comments to a Britney Spears Snapchat posting. The malware would scan through the comments, running a custom hash over each comment. If the hash value matched 183, and that's so this is not a cryptographic hash, because as we know, a cryptographic hash would make it computationally infeasible to deliberately synthesize a comment that had a known hash output. So this was a, you know, this was a non-cryptographically strong hash, but the point was it was good enough that the bad guys could make a given comment hash to a value that they wanted. So it would successively step through these comments. If the hash matched 183, it would then run a regular expression, a regex, on the comment to obtain the path of a bit.ly URL. And the regex would essentially look for a number of short strings or characters, and then extract the character following the one that matched the regex. And it would do it repeatedly through that string. So the idea was the comment would contain a series of characters embedded, which an unseen pattern match would cause to be successively extracted to create a bit.ly link. So, for example, in this example, and then this actually occurred. Someone named A. Smith 2155 posted a comment # to hot make loved to her, comma, ups pound hot pound x. Well, that it turns out that unseen, because the backslash 200D is a Unicode character, which is called the zero width joiner, normally used to separate emojis. So it's a non-printing, non-visible joiner, which does pass through any filtering, because you want to allow the emoji joiner to allow emojis to get posted. So the bad guys know all of this. So they put this backslash U200D in successively in front of the printable ASCII that they want this regex to select out of the comment in order to synthesize a bit.ly link, which then the malware fetches, which redirects it to the command and control server, which in this case resolved to static.travelclothes.org and then a slash and a URL to a PHP page, which was also used in the past as a watering hole command and control server by the group that was known to have produced this malware. So standing back a little bit from this, the moral of the story is, as with other forms of steganography, which I would argue this is a form of, that is, as we know, steganography is the practice of putting something in public view, which is obscured in some way that you can look at it and not see what's there. So I would argue this is a form of that. So as with other forms, it is not feasible to attempt to examine public media for its hidden meaning. The only way to find this is to discover the endpoints that access that hidden content and then look at where they are looking in order to find this. So this is just diabolical.
It's a little bit ingenious.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I gotta have respect for that.
Yes, and that's the point. It demonstrates that, I don't want to say we should give up, but it's like, okay, you know, we're not going to win this. I mean, this is this is clever leveraging of very powerful technology, which was put in place for a good purpose, but is being abused. And, you know, there's more of it being produced every day than the bad guy, than the good guys, the white hat security researchers are able to keep up with.
Right.
So
now where would I use this? Would this mostly be sort of a command and control node? Would this be a way for me to tell the malware what I want it to do? Or
right.
Yeah.
Right. So the idea would be you have malware deployed all over the internet, and you want to be able to securely and anonymously send it instructions in a way that, but you don't want to embed the command right. and control in the malware itself.
Because that's how we've taken them down in the past. If you've got a malware system and you take down the CNC node, then it all ceases. But in this particular case, the command and control node is the internet. So how would you take everything down?
Exactly. And so the malware is out there reading social media just like users do, but it's doing it with foreknowledge of the way that postings will be laced into the social media to communicate to it. And so it's running a hash function over the postings, looking for those postings that hash to 183. And if found, it then runs a regex over it to extract it. I mean, very much the same way the spy novels have, you know, go to page 13 and go down five lines and over three words and take the first character of that word. Then go here, anyway, and you assemble a message. This is doing that, and there's just no way to catch it it is steganography in practice, no longer just in theory. And sure, it could be that photos could be posted where the least significant bits of one color or the intensity vector in the photo contain the information. But this was actually found in the wild. It is being done.
The diabolical part of that is, I mean, look at the ways that we would use to break up a botnet. Command and control, okay, so that won't work. Also, you could look for trigger phrases. And if you find any of those trigger phrases, you can filter out the trigger phrases. That won't work because you can make multiple phrases that will hash out to 183. I understand it's being used for nefarious things, but this is kind of brilliant.
And we can't take Instagram down. I mean, you know.
Well, we could, but, you know, we don't want to.
And that's the other thing that's diabolical, is that by putting this in a super popular public stream, we lose the ability to take the malware offline by preventing all instances from going to a single point. All instances are now indirecting themselves through something that cannot be taken down.
Well, I think what we've learned here is that if you want to be secure, it's actually quite simple. All you need to do is don't look for anything concerning Britney Spears.
That's right.
That's it. That fixes it.